Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on May 17th, 2018, with the local band Post Paradise. Thanks for listening.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name is TBD, and I am jumping on the boards for a special live in studio session with Nick and Amy of Post Paradise. They're here to play us a couple tunes and talk about what the band has been up to, but they're going to start us off with their song Ghost in the Airwaves. Once again, this is a live in studio session with members of Post Paradise. Thanks for listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Thanks for having us.
I found footsteps up inside my head as I walked to the radio beside my bed. The ghost in the airwaves isn't really there. Then why do I remember everything it said? My dreams are my own. I wonder if ever I'm sleeping alone, but it won't make it better. I just have to know. Tell it's taken hold of me. Out of the speakers and straight into my ears, it travels the frequencies. If the ghost in the airwaves isn't real at all, then I wanna remember when the dreams are gone. When the dreams are gone, my dreams are my own. I wonder if ever I'm. I just have to know it'll haunt me forever. Woo! Now you wonder what it's after. Will it lead you to disaster? Call it something, make it what you want it to be. Cause you know exactly what comes after. And you're scared of all the laughter. Making up the secrets that were taken away. My dreams are my. Wonder if ever I'm sleeping alone, but it won't make it better. I just have to know it'll haunt me forever.
KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard the song Ghost in the Airwaves performed by members of the band Post Paradise. We have Nick and Amy here in the studio with us right now. Thanks for being in here, both of y'all. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us. This is awesome.
Of course. Thanks for being on the first in-studio session of the summer.
Yeah.
As you can tell, there's It's a ghost town out there.
There's one guy snoring on a couch.
Yeah. I mean, that happens during the school year too. But yeah, it's pretty deserted. Parking was easy, so that's always nice.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks for being here, taking time out of the beautiful day that it is outside to come in and play some tunes and talk about it. Y'all have that song that we just heard, "Ghost in the Airwaves," kind of a post-Paradise classic from the vault. That was the 2011 album,
correct? We brought that one back out recently. It's been going over really well at shows. It was kind of funny. Like, we played it at the Folk OMX Festival, too, and it was just one of those, like, I think of all the videos that we got tagged in, that was the song that most people recorded, which was pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. So. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about Folk OMX, because you played, obviously, and you are one of the few bands that has played Folk OMX every year since they've started. It was their 10th anniversary, and you're part of that, and that's awesome. That's so cool.
It was really cool.
Gave us those little metal engraved guitar picks that had our name and then a 10-year thing on them, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's so special.
That was nice.
I wanted to ask y'all about just your experiences in Fort Collins as a band and as Fort Collins as a music community. How has your experiences here in this town, how's that been for y'all?
It's been really, really great. I mean, there's ups and downs like anything at anywhere, I think. But the thing that Fort Collins has that a lot of places don't, or that other places I think could work on, is, I mean, there's talent everywhere, and there's really, really great bands and even solo artists and everything in Fort Collins. Like, it's a super talented place. But what Fort Collins has is people that are willing to pay $5 or $10 to go to shows weekend after weekend and support something like Folk OMX. You know, there was a lot of, tickets sold and a lot of bands and a lot of venues, and everybody just kind of drops what they're doing for that weekend. And it's not uncommon in this town that people will change with their plans to go make live music a priority.
Yeah.
And that goes a long way.
So it's really cool. Folk OMX. I've never really experienced a festival like that. And the only thing, I haven't even been to, South by Southwest, but I feel like it's comparable to that. Just the entire city just kind of shutting down and just doing music for a weekend. I think it's really, really exciting.
There's such a community around it, though, in Fort Collins. Like, it's our time to like reunite with all our band friends we haven't seen in so long.
And absolutely.
Don't get to go to each other's shows most of the time because we're all playing on the same weekends.
Yeah.
And so it's really fun to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to also ask about what's been going on with Post Paradise. I know y'all are working on new music, and you just went through a lineup change. So if you want to get into that really quickly, or if you can tell us anything about the new album.
Yeah, totally. It's been kind of a long time coming. We released the last EP that we did in 2016, and then we went on the road for a little bit for that here and there. And I think we did two or three tours for little short runs for that, and then came home, and we ended up swapping out a drummer. So we didn't make a record last year, but as of January, we have our new drummer, Ed, who's just been a good friend of mine for many, many years, and he moved out here. We're like, well, that's a good timing because we need someone to play drums for us. So it's been really nice because we had a sound, we had a thing we did for a very long time, and what's been great with this is it's just like after being in a band for so long, the feel just got a little different, a little more fun for us. It's just fun to do things differently every now and then. So we're changing some tempos and just little things that make us have more fun on stage, and that should translate to the audience, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's been really cool. And the new songs have been really just, I don't know, we had no idea what they were going to sound like. I've been playing a lot more piano lately and writing on the piano instead of guitar, which has really brought a different vibe to what we've been doing. So.
Yeah. He also loves to write in really terrible keys for cello when he writes on piano.
It's just specifically just like,
I don't know what it is.
Let's challenge Amy right now.
Pretty much. Pretty much. All of
we're
the sharps? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Uh-huh.
All right. So this next song that y'all will be playing for us is called Here Comes the Wolves. And this is also kind of a throwback post-Paradise song. And then after that, we will be getting into one of the new songs. So that'll be really exciting. Stick around for that and keep it tuned right here, 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. This is a live in-studio session with members of Post Paradise. Thanks for listening.
Right. It's called Here Come the Wolves. ¶¶ in tune first.
And you find out what you do to earn.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live performance of the song Here Comes the Wolves, performed by members of Post Paradise, who are in the studio with me right now. I have Nick and Amy here. Ooh. Talking, yeah, exciting, talking about the music, talking about what they've been up to and what's in the future for Post Paradise. So that new album, which will be released either later this year, at the beginning of next year, y'all don't have really a set date for it, and I wanted to ask what was the decision behind, you know, not holding yourself to a specific specific deadline.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a kind of a good idea in my opinion.
Yeah, we didn't want it to be rushed. We wanted to kind of take our time writing the songs and recording mm-hmm. them and really making them like what they should be, instead of, you know, halfway rushing through something and throwing it together to have it be done.
We have done that. Well, I don't want to say we've done specifically that in the past, but we've just set a deadline, and then I work like crazy and I make myself insane. And then it's like, oh, and now we have to do all this other stuff, because it's not just having the record done. I mean, then there's the marketing, the PR, the touring, the booking, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So we really want to make sure that when this is – I mean, we're free agents at the moment. Like, we're self-managing and everything too, so we can kind of get this package ready and put the whole kind of brand of it together, mm-hmm. this new thing. Because with a new drummer too, I mean, we're trying to feel it all out, and we don't want to record too much before we feel good as a band. So it's really just been making the songs as good as they can be. And I think it'll be out before the end of the year. That's my goal, but I'm not setting myself to any specific thing. And don't worry, we'll release singles and stuff like that too.
Yeah, so we want to do a music video.
Yeah, we won't just go dark or anything.
Absolutely. But we're going to jump into your last song, which is the newer one. This is going to be off of the new album, and this is called Lonely Worlds. And I wanted to, before we listen to it, I wanted to just ask, you know, any songwriting, behind the scenes information you can give about this song before we hear it.
Oh, yeah. This will be fun. We haven't done this one acoustic ever. When we got in here, we were like, well, let's see if we can, we got to do a new one. But so much of it, like I said, is on piano. So, so we'll do an acoustic version of this one. It has a little bit of, lyrically anyway, there's a little bit of Fort Collins in there for me. Cause it's about finding your place. And, you know, when I moved to this town, it really felt like I could be effective here. I could build my life here. You know, it just felt like home. Pretty immediately, and there's a little bit of that to this song buried in there too. So
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I don't talk about that stuff much.
Never.
It's like, oh, here's the song, here's some lyrics, let's play it.
All right,
turn the amplifiers up
all the way. This is a live and very special debut of this song, Lonely Worlds, by Post Paradise. This is 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live and exclusive debut performance of the song Lonely Worlds, performed by members of the band Post Paradise. Nick and Amy have been in the studio with me for the past 20-ish minutes, and we've been talking and having a great time. Thanks again, both of you, for coming in and taking the time out of your day to perform these songs and to talk with me. I really appreciate it always.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for putting on these types of things and letting us wander in, especially on a, you know, a low staffed time of the year.
Yeah, no, of course.
We do have a lot of friends that listen to this regularly. That, I mean, I listen to it, so it's awesome to be able to, you know, get right to the source.
Of course, thank you. So I wanted to let you let the people know where they can find you. They can find you this coming Friday at the Aggie, the 25th, for your show with Silver and Gold, Rosedale, and Wolfer. But where can they also find you on the internet if they have liked what they've been hearing, which I'm sure that they have?
Yeah, well, whatever your flavor is. So Facebook, you can find us there. We're on Twitter at Post Paradise, Instagram at Post Paradise. So if you Google Post Paradise, it's kind of funny. We're like the first nine pages of it's just interviews, and longevity has its perks in the music world. So
we actually did a live stream of this interview on our Facebook. So
oh,
yeah, and there's a bunch of people I can
hello
see
wonderful people.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Nick and Amy. Thank you so much, everyone who listened and tuned in, who supported not only wonderful local music but also your local college radio station. This has been a live in studio session with Post Paradise, members of Post Paradise, and this is 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Thanks for listening to this episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank Nick and Amy from Post Paradise for coming into the studio. My name is Haley Giustino. I hosted this interview, engineered the audio, and produced this podcast. If you would like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.